The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Long after this tragic story no longer receives this level of attention, the Justice Department will continue to stand with Ferguson. Our investigation is independent. It's going to be thorough. It's going to be fair.
All right, that's the voice of Eric Holder talking about Missouri and the situation in Ferguson, which now the National Guard is leaving, and it's starting to calm down there, believe it or not. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well in the nooks and crannies. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So what of the Missouri shooting, the latest ins and outs? Some of it is Eric Holder was there since Wednesday and kind of overseeing the Department of Justice, checking in, talking to the family of Michael Brown, talking to the police officers, doing the rounds, if you will. So the tide is kind of turning in that city, is a good way to put it. The crowds have thinned down, and I think a lot of people have gone home. You had almost 170 people that were arrested, and only 7 were from Ferguson. So how about that? You know, that's the good news. Outsiders are leaving, and the people that are living there are just living there, which is what should have happened. The governor, Jay Nixon, ordered the National Guard to start to withdraw from the city. Troops were sent there at the beginning of the week to protect the police command center, which was under a bunch of attack by the people. It was clearly not going to be standing unless something different had happened. So with the National Guard, they were able to do that. So while the calm returns to Ferguson, there is no calm in what ultimately is going to happen at this point. You've got Ron Johnson, the Missouri State Highway Patrol captain, who I think has been fabulous in this whole thing. He grew up there. He told people that, you know, police just need to be educated, not by professors, but by our regular people about how best to build the bridges. So let's not just sit around and make excuses. Let's just make it right. Bravo. How about that? What a novel concept. Except if there's problems, just make it right. Come on, people. This is life. Let's make it right. And what happens with the prosecutor? The prosecutor McCullough stays. He's moving forward. Don't think we're going to have anything come out of this until October. And really the only, I guess the most significant thing will be whether or not the police officer who shot Michael Brown will be charged with a crime, whether or not that is going to happen. And they started to hear the testimony in this case, and then they'll look at the evidence and just do what a grand jury does. Look at everything, where the wounds were and what happened, and the officer, Darren Wilson, you know, was there the struggle over the gun? Witnesses say the 18-year-old had his hands in the air, some of them. And others say that he was charging the cop. The officer had a swollen face, went to the hospital, had medical tests, was treated for the injury. So as much as that is true, that certainly has to be taken into account and says something. So what will the, you know, what will the significant outcome of this case B, it's just it's really that. Is he charged or not charged? Holder, as I said, met with the Brown family not long after the mother viewed her son's body at a morgue for the first time. He heard from a woman who said her brother died in an encounter with the police in 2011. He spoke to the community about this mistrusting between law enforcement and others, and that this has happened in a lot of communities. So, you know, this is where they're at. This is where they're at for now. The people leaving is good. The protests calming down is great. And whether there's going to be charges, who knows? Mid-October earliest. And Eric Holder, one thing he wouldn't do is he wouldn't answer questions about whether they were looking into past allegations of abuse by the police. There was one story that made the rounds from 2009 where a man said the cops bloodied him in a jail cell, as well as another 2011 death. And you know, all he's saying is they keep their options open. Because, of course, what is he going to say? You know, there's not much. Like I said, what is he going to say? There's nothing that there's nothing he can say. The grand jury hears the testimony. They go through the process. And then it's just a question of, does he get charged or does he not get charged? Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Horace Cooper about the wheels of justice and the grand jury and what should happen here and why it's significant and why some people need to back off and just let it unfold. Also, the mailbag was overflowing, and not surprisingly, what has captivated our attention is sadly the death of James Foley, and also really what happened in Ferguson, because we've seen so many nights of Molotov cocktails and cars being overturned and tear gas, but then that really quelled in the last three nights. So there's your good news about that. But in the mailbag, many of you had some thoughts on that and a few other things as well that we'll throw in. You'll love Horace Cooper, Project 21, great. He is a constitutional expert. He really is. And he breaks down the grand jury to a T as to why it has to just play out, even if people are antsy and they want answers now, sooner rather than later. See, this impatient society that we all live in and we breed in, you know, because we just breed that, we keep pushing it out there, and so everybody around us gets that same mentality, is that's when you get make mistakes. That's when the holes aren't covered up in the right way. And with a grand jury, you got to go through it, especially different autopsies, describing the wounds, what some witnesses saw, what other witnesses didn't see, is very significant because another man's life hangs in the balance. And the system in Ferguson and all of that also hangs in the balance. So there's more than just waving the magic wand and saying, okay, we dispute this and they dispute this and we're going back and forth. The private autopsy results, that's what I mean, they, versus the ones that we have. And I think this is going to be no easy feat. Let's just put it that way. And because I also had a ton of mail from so many people about this Monet Davis, female pitcher for the Philadelphia team, pitching against Chicago, trying to go to the championship game, has now, you know, her whole thing has come to an end. The Dragons had a 2-0 lead, but then a few little miscues, and the Jackie Robinson West Little League went ahead 4-2 in the bottom of the first inning. They added a bunch of runs. The gap was narrowed by the Philly team. It was 6-4 in the fourth inning, then 6-5 in the next one, but they could not get that other run. So that means Chicago is going to play Las Vegas at 3:30 on Saturday for the U.S. Championship. How about that? Then the winner of that game plays for the World Series title on Sunday. But Monet Davis certainly was high profile, and she brought a lot of attention to that team and to the Little League World Series, and bravo for her. She had an outstanding tournament, as did her team. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I was elated. I mean, I could not believe that finally I've heard those words, and made me feel good because, as most people know that have been through cancer and been through chemo and radiation, know that there's a time period where you have to wait after your last treatment in order to find out if what the treatments that they gave you have worked. The screaming, the hugs, you know, everything that goes along with it. My daughter just went off to college in Liberty University, Aaron, and my wife's down there with her right now, but of course they're so excited because they mean everything to me, and you know, I have two daughters, and for all those guys that have daughters, after you realize how special it is and how close you are to your kids, and they've been there from start to finish.
All right, Jim Kelly, the former Buffalo Bills quarterback. Great news for Jim Kelly. How many people can relate to that? I went to a conference one time. It was a room filled with literally probably 2,000 people. And the person that was at the podium was saying, how many of you have had cancer? How many of you have a mother or a father that had cancer? How many of you? And they went through the whole list of possible ways you could be related even to somebody with cancer. And at the end of it, eventually almost the entire room was standing up. Jim Kelly went through a rough battle, and he's well-liked. We've had him on this show twice before in my past, and just an all-around good guy in the world of football, but just in general, and you heard what he said there about his daughters. And he got the great news that every cancer patient wants to hear, and so many don't get to hear, that they're cancer-free, that there's no evidence of cancer anywhere. You know, they take the tests and they take the PET scans and it doesn't show up. So he was evaluated 3 months after having done the radiation and chemo that would treat his reoccurring sinus cancer, because that's what he was having. And so far, the that has completely eliminated his pain, and his function has returned to normal, and there's no evidence of cancer, which is just absolutely the best. And so many people really hope for that diagnosis, that after they go through the rough treatments, and that's what chemo is, because you're killing things in your body. And that's great that he got that news. He was originally diagnosed with it last June, and this was the thing I think that drew the attention of so many people. He had a surgery where he had actually a part of his jawbone removed. Can you even wrap your mind around that, right? And then they thought he was cancer-free 3 weeks after he was diagnosed, but then it returned again. So then he had to have chemo and radiation for 5 months before he finally heard that. And so, you know, first you get part of the jawbone removed, then you get through all of that. And he's not moaning or complaining about it, because he certainly knows that other people are dealing with other forms of cancer too. But pretty cool. He was at the Pro Football Hall of Fame when Andre Reed was inducted, his longtime teammate back in the day. And then he gets this good news, and you know, maybe it gives hope to some other people who have gone through some just really awful, awful things. I always say this, and especially after seeing it in my own family, or even seeing it through people I've met, that cancer, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much you donate or help people. It doesn't matter if you're poor or rich or whatever. Cancer is like the devil, and it is so tough to get rid of the devil. And when you catch it, and what kind of cancer you have, and, you know, I had a doctor tell me one time, just in a conversation, he was just somebody that was at a table that I was at, and I said, well, what are the cancer-free foods? You know, you see them screaming in the magazines, cancer-free, and what are the things? And he said, of course, if you, you know, are in better shape and you eat healthier, that can certainly help, but there's no guarantee. He said he had patients who sadly were in their 30s and were runners and were in good shape, and then they got some form of cancer. So anyway, not to go off on a tangent, but Jim Kelly's doctors, no evidence of cancer, and that is just tremendous news, because even if you don't know anything about football, you probably know Jim's story, because it was just plastered out there all over the place. I think partly the shock of the, you know, jawbone thing, and also that he was pretty, without a doubt, pretty well known for sure. All right, I want to mix in a couple of other quick things, follow-ups I call them, because we haven't talked about this at all. And actually somebody that sent me an email today listed a bunch of things about, hey, whatever happened to this? What happened to that? And I thought, yeah, that's true. What happened in this story? What's going on with that? So the Malaysian passengers that were on that plane that was shot down, flight MH17, now, I mean, you know, just officially this has happened. It's craziness that ensued in trying to get their bodies and everything else. But more than a month after the plane they were traveling on was pulled out of the sky above eastern Ukraine, which, by the way, no one answers for that, right? Oop, oh, well, someone shot down the plane, whatever. So the 20 Malaysian passengers are now finally back in Kuala Lumpur. So there was a national day of mourning. They just said, forget it. It's a national day of mourning. That's it. We're done. You know, the prime minister is going to be there, Rasik, and the king and queen are going to be there. The families are going to be there. There's a moment of silence. That's what we're going to do. We're going to unload the caskets and have our flag draped around them. That's what we're going to do, because you had 43 Malaysians that were killed over the Ukraine. And so they decided this was horrific, and we're gonna recognize this, and that's exactly what happened. 15 crew members, 2 infants were part of the people that were shot down from Malaysia, and I mean, just, you know, how awful is that? It was en route to Kuala Lumpur from Amsterdam, shot down by the missile on July 17th, all 298 passengers in the crew, boom, dead. And still nobody answering for that. Just thoughts as to who it was, but nothing concrete. Nothing concrete to point to and say, okay, we believe this is what happened and we're going after these people. Uh-uh. So those families, I'm sure, have that gnawing feeling about the whole justice thing. Who's going to answer for this crime? Somebody should answer for the crime, but it hasn't happened. Okay, the other thing is, in case you missed this, and I think this is tremendous, it was our daily salute, is the Ebola patients released. You know, that Ebola, it's toss a coin, it's 50-50 whether you're going to survive it or not, especially they had been dealing with Ebola patients. And Dr. Kent Brantley walked around the room at Emory on Thursday, just shaking everyone's hand and high-fiving them. And he's not infectious. The virus is out of his system. Ebola didn't kill him. Brantley and Nancy Reichbold were American missionaries, were infected with Ebola in Liberia, and now they're clean. So how about that? And Nancy Reichbold was released a couple of days ago and didn't want to make a public comment, but Brantley did. He just said it was a miraculous day. He said he's thrilled to be alive, to be well, to be reunited with his family. And the Emory people that treated them say they feel very confident, by the way, that the patient's being discharged, it's absolutely no public threat. But there's no reason to be concerned that that they're not okay, that they could spread something, but they're virus three. Brantley seemed pretty much to have bounced all the way back, whereas Nancy Reichbold, they say, is free of the virus, but has the effects of, you know, being a little bit weak from having to battle this thing, but she's fine. She just wanted to be leave privately and rest and recuperate and, you know, whatever. Boy, those families must be thinking, wow. Please, I can't believe it. Especially, well, either one of them, because they all had kids, either grown kids or little kids. But to get that news, to get that phone call that your spouse, which you know they were working in those places, but to get the phone call that they have Ebola, and knowing that there's no known cure for Ebola, no proven treatment, no vaccine, just fluids, monitoring, vital signs, responding to medical crisis. Wow. And they say infections can be deadly in up to 90% of the cases. So those odds are not good. So bravo, that is a great follow-up. They got ZMapp, but they're not sure if the experimental drug really played a part in this or not. Stay with us. Horace Cooper coming up next. Talking about the wheels of justice, the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I want to move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better find for the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, back and go nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I want to move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better find for the land.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. One of my favorite guests joins us again, Horace Cooper, and he is a scholar, legal scholar, and he's co-chair of Project 21. And we've been talking so much about what's going on, all the different aspects of what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, and now we're seeing that a lot of people are upset about the prosecutor, and there was a petition with signatures gathered to push the prosecutor off the case for, you know, going forward with the whole grand jury and putting someone else in that place instead because of his ties to police officers, including his own father. And what happens, and he's saying that nothing will happen until October anyway, and then other people are outraged saying, well, that's just, why aren't we having an answer faster than that? And Horace says that a rushed judgment is not a good thing, specifically when we're talking about the law, and he's going to tell us why. Horace, thanks for coming back on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's clearly the case that we are seeing a phony narrative of how you determine whether or not there is either prosecutorial misconduct or some sort of conflict of interest that would cause the prosecutor to need to be recused. The standard is not, do you know anyone who is in law enforcement? The standard is not, has anyone that you've ever known been harmed or injured as part of crime? As it happens in this case, the event in question happened more than 50 years ago, and the individual in question has been successfully elected as recently as 2014 three times in that jurisdiction. To now claim that there is some sort of conflict that requires him to step aside does a disservice to the whole idea of how the recusal process operates.
Yeah, you would have to think, and you said it so well there, you'd have to think if he was elected a couple of times, why would he be elected? I mean, look at the demographics. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. By the way, good luck in anyone finding a judge who hasn't had anyone in his family or any ties to law enforcement, who may not have been in law enforcement himself. Good luck in finding someone who hasn't had a relative or close family member involved in any criminal activity that they live to observe or watch. This is just a made-up standard that I'm very troubled why the mainstream media doesn't allow. It's okay if someone stands up and makes the statement, but that they don't then bring another expert, practically any member of the bar, to stand up and say, okay, that's interesting, but that's not the right standard. Now, we could have a better news story called, why would they attempt to convey such an argument? Instead, the media allows these claims to just go unchallenged, unfiltered, and some Americans think that we have what we would call a fix in place with regard to this prosecution.
Yeah, interesting.
Prosecutor.
And what do you how do you think the Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, is handling this?
I have been very, very troubled by the actions of the governor. You see an individual who has the responsibility of representing the entire state, and for him to make a statement that we're not going to be interested in the outcome of justice, but instead he says targetedly and specifically that he wanted a vigorous prosecution and that there were four separate instances where he said the goal was justice for the Michael Brown family. We don't have all of the facts in. We don't have all of the evidence in. And what we do have makes it clear that there is a lot more investigation to be done before this goes forward. When we follow Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson around, we end up as a community finding ourselves on the wrong side, on the wrong side of the Duke LaCrosse case, on the wrong side of the Trayvon Martin case and the George Zimmerman trial. We find ourselves on the wrong side of the investigation when it came to Tawana Brawley. This is the rush to judgment mentality. It's dangerous. It can be harmful.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. Why? And two, when you say that the rush to justice, and you mentioned this in a piece that that you wrote when you reacted, people of color, wouldn't they be sensitive to knee-jerk justice, mob justice, that kind of thing?
Yeah, this is the problem in America. We were formed on the principle that we were going to have a government that had a presumption of innocence for every American. Today, we have tried to come together with the concept that we'll all agree and accept this principle. There have been times in our past where we haven't been able to live up to that principle. During the Jim Crow era, there were hundreds of Americans, black, who were lynched, where the crowd was allowed to just decide, we're accusing you of a charge, we shout out that you're guilty, and we assess a penalty without concern about whether even a crime had been committed. We have passed those days, but people of color in particular ought to be sensitive to the argument that we don't want to return to the idea that the crowd demands it. I'll make this point. Today, a criminal felony indictment is a life-changing experience. It can come with, even after an acquittal, a lifetime of dealing with people who assume that something must have been done and you must have been guilty of something, even if you got acquitted. It can bankrupt you. because you're fighting it. And if you are not successful in fighting it, even whether you're innocent or guilty, you run the risk of forfeiting life, liberty, or property. We cannot have a system of justice that allows the crowd to decide who's going to get charged and who is not. And the governor of the state of Missouri ought to have known better than that.
Yeah, very well said. And you mentioned this a little bit in the beginning. That's not the grand jury's job, by the way. It's not about guilt or innocence there. It's about the evidence. And is there enough evidence, correct?
Absolutely. But there is a move that mainstream media types are encouraging to suggest that even the grand jury process itself should be pushed aside, and that we should allow a special prosecutor to simply go forward with a trial and, quote, then find out. That is not the standard. That should not be the principle that we encourage. I was pleased to hear that the governor did announce that he's not going to replace the prosecutor with a special prosecutor. But still, there needs to be an explicit expression of faith in the grand jury process. It is one of America's greatest ways of assuring that the people get to decide after an investigation is done whether a crime has been committed, rather than letting the awesome power of the state just rain down on people because it's popular to do so.
Yeah, and you're a constitutional scholar. I mean, you're an expert in this area, and it's a slippery slope, isn't it, if you allow that to happen and, mob rule and what's being said over mainstream media, it can really permeate and stick, can't it?
Well, it can. And in fact, a poll came out last week suggesting that 57% of black Americans are convinced with almost little to no evidence that a murder actually took place. Mm. We are so early in the investigation phase, it's not possible to be certain of anything. And yet, this is the same mindset that divided America when it came to the Duke lacrosse team. People of color thought the man, the accused, were guilty, and it turned out later not only were they not guilty, but that the prosecution had engaged in illegal conduct that resulted in him getting charged. Now, in the case of the George Zimmerman trial, they waived the grand jury process, didn't give George Zimmerman the benefit of having a thorough investigation, raced to have a trial, and when it fell apart, a lot of people were really surprised. Those were cases, those two were examples of cases that should never have been brought forward until the investigation was finished. This is the risk. In both of those cases, the families of the individuals were highly impacted. Mr. Zimmerman divorced, is on the verge of bankruptcy, and the families had to take the funds that they were planning to send their kids to school at Duke Lacrosse to spend on their trials. This is an injustice, and leaders like the governor of the state ought to be the kinds of people saying, we need a deliberative, thoughtful process, not a rush to judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, and finally, and you brought up their names earlier, Horace, but you see Jesse Jackson, you see Al Sharpton, and at one point, I mean, these guys were on the cutting edge of, I think, doing the right things way, decades ago. But now, are they kind of cartoonish when they jump on these issues immediately themselves, knowing that you're stirring the pot, you're creating more problems?
Well, I haven't seen in any recent period, and I mean the last 10 to 15 years, where these individuals have had positive impacts. I will ask that Jesse Jackson in particular to spend a little bit more time in Chicago and dealing with the terribly, terribly destructive circumstances that many black Americans find themselves in. You have a situation where before this shooting happened in Ferguson, the week before and the week after, some 50 young black men and women were killed. No interest in a demonstration, no interest in an investigation, no interest in highlighting and coming up with solutions. This is not the way to help America focus in on the plight and unfairness of what it means to be a minority in America if you're using examples like the one that we have here. A rush to judgment serves no good purpose, and these gentlemen seem far more interested in that rush to judgment than they are in addressing any real injustices and unfairness.
Yeah. Horace Cooper, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me on.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
To America Tonight, each and every show, of course, we check our mailbag, and boy, there is a ton of mail. Not surprisingly, I always say that, and a lot of this mail is centering around Ferguson and the beheading of James Foley, which is there anything so sad as to see that? And the parents, can you imagine? No, of course we can't imagine, because it's the most horrible thing that any parent could ever, I think, see. And in our world, that is certainly not something you're expecting that you're going to have to deal with. So here's the deal. We're finding out more details about Foley, and one of the things is that they asked for a huge ransom. So a few of you pointed that out, picked that up, and let's take some of those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Including this one from Jake, who listens to us in the great state of Texas, specifically in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, I don't know if you heard this or not, but just to add more fuel to the fire about these barbaric people, and that it's not just about, oh, the infidels and pushing the religion. How about the greedy amount of money that they wanted? They demanded what would be the equivalent of over $132 million for his release. I mean, this is the guy, for God's sake, that was a freelance journalist for a place called Global Post. And you thought they thought they were going to be able to squeeze that kind of money out of the government, or I don't know who. I hope they get this Islamic extremist group and teach them a huge lesson. They need to eradicate them. It's awful what happened to this man and his family. And, boy, it really, really tugs at you, I've got to say. Absolutely. And I already mentioned that, that when you see the videotape, and even if you just saw the photograph, you know, this still of him in the orange jumpsuit and in black, the captor and the knife in his hand, it's just unbelievable. All right, another one. Let's take another one. This one from Jane, who says, "Hello, America Tonight. ISIS is definitely a credible threat. I don't know why people are even wondering if we should be worried about them compared to Al-Qaeda. I heard a discussion about that, and I was frankly stunned. Who cares? Bottom line is that these people know no boundaries, and they keep threatening America. This is the one time where I think if somebody's going to get through the net, somehow they'll be able to do it, especially when I hear about all the recruiting that they're able to do, and in places like England, where apparently they've had some success." Yeah, you point out a couple of good things, Jane. One, in England, they are having success in recruiting people. They've pumped a lot of money. They're getting a lot of money pumped into them, and that's the problem. So goes the money. So goes all the weaponry and the amount of people they can recruit, over 10,000 now. At this point, you see what they've done in Syria. You see what they've done in Iraq. And then, naturally, all those threats to the United States. And I really honestly believe in everything that we've seen, that they are a group that thinks they're unstoppable. And let's hope that they're stopped sooner rather than later. I mean, look, we've got incredible special forces. We have amazing intelligence people. And I have to think that they are more than smothering this. And the fact that he was murdered in this heinous way, I have to believe that we're going to see some retribution for it. I want to believe that. All right, one more on this. And this is from Brian. And Brian says, "Kate, there are no words for what we saw with Foley and the beheading of Foley. And you can imagine what's also happening to the people over there. We know they've been threatened and beheaded themselves. This is just hateful, awful terrorism. There's no way about it. There's no civility here. We need to take off the gloves. They are a cancer, ISIS, and we need to cut it out now." Absolutely. I am agreeing with everything that everybody had to say about that. Nobody's saying, well, exercise caution, or of course not. We're seeing it in living color. And certainly we've heard from the people in Iraq. We saw what happened in Syria. So amen to everything that everybody said. All right, now Ferguson was another big hot button for many people who sent notes. This one comes to us from Bob. Bob says, "Hey, Kate, we've been listening to you in Sarasota. We appreciate the show. It's still brand new, but we a bunch of us really like it, and we end up talking about some of the things that you've talked about. I get up to you, frankly. That's how I do it. Ferguson, Missouri. I thought it was interesting, the guy you had on talking about sundown towns. I think he is on to something and obviously well-versed in race relations in this country. It's terrible to say. You would think we have gotten that much further, but so it seems we have not. Now you have this idea that the feds are investigating civil rights and the fact that Michael Brown was unarmed and was killed by a white police officer. Do you think this is they'll be able to pin a civil rights violation on this case in a criminal and any kind of criminal act? No, I mean, who knows what the outcome of the grand jury is going to be? You know, six bullets seems crazy, and we've talked to cops about that. Our friend Bud in Camden, he mentioned how if you couldn't take someone down in four, there'd be questions about it. But then it depends on the weapons too as well. And I think that if I were guessing and reading between the lines and picking some legal minds, which we've done, and talking to some other police officers, every case is different. It's up to the grand jury. There's no way to know that. But I would be surprised if any kind of charges come out of this. And for civil rights, it's a very tough thing because you'd have to prove, basically, as it was explained to me, that specifically Darren Wilson, the cop, was going after Michael Brown, that he intentionally, so that was ahead of time, and I don't think there's any proof of that, but you got to let justice turn its wheels, and that's why we're not going to see anything till October, and I think that's smart. Let it play out, there's no question about that. Okay, let's Take another one on this. This one is from Sam, who is listening in New Jersey. And Sam says, Kate, we wonder here in my family what part of New Jersey you're from. I've heard you talk about cheesesteaks, so I'm assuming it's somewhere closer to Philadelphia. But I've also heard you talk about New York. Okay, well, I grew up somewhat in Queens, and then my family, I think when I was, I guess we were like six, I was six, we moved to South Jersey to a place called Cherry Hill, which is like literally you practically walk over the bridge to Philadelphia, so closer to Philadelphia than New York City. How about that? New York is so close, though. It's crazy how close, and many of you listening in the Northeast know exactly what I'm talking about. How the clusters in some of the cities are very, very close to each other. That's the interesting thing about, as I'm going off on a tangent here, living in a lot of different places in the United States. I've lived in every quadrant, like the South, the Southeast, the Midwest, the West Coast, and they're all so different. But in Texas, and you live in Texas, and things are so spread out, people will tell you, oh, it's not very far away, and then it turns out it's like 5 hours away. It's only 5 hours to get to San Antonio. And you think in the East Coast, with the trains and everything, you're connected in seemingly no time. All right, let's move on to this one. This one was interesting. I got this from Shelley, and Shelley says, Kate, a lot of people are talking about, as always, money and whether Americans are making enough money and what's happening to the middle class. Did you see the story about income is on the rise and that the typical American family is getting a bigger paycheck, saying that the median household climbed 3.8% and that it's up over 53,000? I don't know where these statistics are coming from, but I don't think that these statistics are accurate. Who are they interviewing and what data are they gathering for this? Yeah, it was Sentier Research was the name of the company that did it. And they, you know, they're saying that based on the numbers they've seen, that finally we're not fully recovered from the recession that ended 5 years ago, but we're getting better, and that unemployment was high and has been high, but we're starting to recover, and we're seeing that people are getting better jobs again, and that number, that gap is closing a little bit. But boy, I agree. It doesn't seem like that to me either. I say this all the time that I meet people that are juggling. That's what it is. I meet people that are juggling, and they're juggling a lot of jobs, frankly. The day of, okay, I have one job, I'm working for one company. Yes, there are some people that still find themselves in that situation, but I think very few people find themselves in that situation. I think it's more about having a couple of things going. And in the future, by the way, that I think that's the trend for what it's worth. However, they're saying that their information shows that there is a surge in income. And especially in the Midwest, they're really experiencing that. And that not as much in the South, and in the West, they're seeing their income slip. Well, of course, because ever live in California? I lived in California for a couple of years when I was out of school. And let me tell you, I would be shocked every time. I finally got over it. When you even go to register your car, I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to just take blood from me next. I have no idea how much I'm going to have to pay to register this car. It was crazy, let me tell you. All right, thanks for all those emails. Remember, you can always email the show, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.